Pastor Michael Eaton, we want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. And if you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. And you can pick it up at Amazon.com or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Channel about the Bible. And if you did, it's a pretty good series. I think it's on Netflix now. You have Netflix. But he tells a story about, as we're talking about in this text, a time of transition. And really, it was a time of transition because of two things. Number one, Jesus had just left and gone back to heaven. So they're living life without Jesus. But Jesus said that I'm going to send you a comforter. The Holy Spirit came down to take Jesus' place. And after the Holy Spirit took Jesus' place, then the church would have to move on by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the first thing they had to do was to deal with this Judas situation. Judas, as you saw in the clip, was a man that was led by greed. And he sold his Savior out. And he not only turned on Jesus, but turned on everybody else that was a part of the clan, that was a part of this new church and new believers. And everybody felt betrayed because this man would do what he did. And you would have thought that because of that great betrayal that it would have stopped God's program. But as we always like to say, in terms that are probably not that good of terms, one monkey don't stop the show.
One bad apple.
So the church had to move on, and the first thing that they did with this transition period is that they had to stand on the word, because everything that happened in Jesus' life and in his ministry, that was a word from the Lord that dealt with it. Right. Hello, somebody. And this is what old Brother Peter said. He said, brothers and sisters, guess what? The scripture had to be fulfilled, and which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those that arrested Jesus. So the scripture had already prophesied that this man would come about. The scripture had already prophesied that this man would turn over Jesus. But as always, the disciples, they didn't pay attention, because Jesus told them beforehand that he would have to die. Right. He told them, he kept telling them over and over again, but they weren't listening, because again, they was looking for him to become a great political leader, but Jesus did something different.
Right.
Hello, somebody. But the scripture had to be fulfilled, and even John reports what Jesus had to say about Judas. He says, I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen, but this is to fulfill this passage of scripture. He who shares my bread has what? Turned against me, as we saw in the clip. So they knew that Judas would betray them. And Peter said that the scripture said that he would, and Jesus said that he would. So in order to get through this transitional time, they had to stand on the word of God.
Right.
And usually in times of uncertainty, in times of heartaches, in times of pain, most of us stop reading the word of God.
Yeah.
That's when God wants to speak to you. That's when God wants to meet with you in those uncertain times and times of a transition. And he tries to get us out of the Word. But we need to get in the Word in transitional times, because there's always a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. But before we go on in tonight's lesson, I couldn't help but to wonder this question. Have you ever had anyone in ministry portray you? Hello, somebody. Why y'all laughing? Why y'all laughing? Have you ever been betrayed by somebody in ministry? And if you have, do you feel comfortable telling a brief story about what happened?
I don't think it's betrayed. It might have been something you can betray. I don't think I have anybody betray me, but I'm just somebody who just do some things and disappoint you. But it's not betrayal.
Okay, so you have been disappointed by somebody in ministry. Maybe they said they would do something that they didn't show up when they said they were going to show up.
You still love them and keep going on.
You still love them and you keep going on.
Betray is a hard work. Okay. I'm looking at something like, like Judas. Man, that's betray right there. Money. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's betray. That's kind of, that's kind of hard. Okay. Harsh. So betray is really a hard word.
That's good. You're good, but keep living. You're in a good church at a good period of time, but keep living.
I
mean, they.
Reverend Rushing knows what I'm talking about. During the time at Mount Olive, there was some folks that, by betraying not only him but me and him. And I go on vacation and come back there. And he called me.
They promised one thing but did another.
Mm. So you go on vacation, you come back, and Reverend Rushing's gone.
But you call it betrayed?
For instance, one deal I dealt with, Pastor Church, was that
he quit.
I had Sunday school teachers. And they wasn't showing up to Sunday school on time.
Right.
So I told them I had to get assistance if you don't show up. So I guess I thought I didn't mean what I said. And it's the Lord's work. So when they got there was assistance. And they asked, why was there assistance? And I said, if you're not going to be here to teach on time, you can't teach a class.
Hmm.
And if you come in late, your class gonna already be in talk. And you ain't gonna go and take over.
Yeah.
So they got mad, and they all got together and they start grabbing the idea, thing to tell about, all that kind of craziness, and got mad and and the worst thing I had was a church meeting. And when I had the church meeting, worst thing to do, lollygagging around saying, no. Well, once it's finally got up and told the truth and looking real, they just don't want you no more. So when she said that, that ended the church meeting. One of you's going on. One of you's playing games. And what I was so carried away, these folk ain't his cousin.
Yeah.
Y'all say y'all love me. And I went to pass the church and say, we're going to be behind you whatever you do. We're gonna be with you.
Yeah.
And hurt.
Oh, yeah,
I
heard.
Because when I was growing up, I thought, love mama, daddy, Danny, Ames, and just wasn't what I thought they were, what they said they were. Seemed like they weren't Christians at all. So I was really hurt because I wanted to stay. And God said, go. So I tried to stay, and it got worse. So I had to leave. And it wasn't for me. I wasn't going to fight. One thing I'm not going to do. It's fight God's folk.
Amen.
Turn around.
It was a whole bunch of crazy. And then they turned around and got a preacher that they deserved.
They deserved.
This preacher took all the money.
Let me tell you,
that's what's going to hurt you.
My daddy came to the church and said, y'all going to get just what you asked for. And sometimes it happens. Especially when I have my wife and they didn't want my wife. You don't question me and her. It was a hard deal.
Let me tell you something. This preacher came and he preached one Sunday, jumped off the stage onto a piano deal and went to play the piano. And that was it.
They got it.
The meeting after church was over, voted him in as preacher.
Voted him in as
preacher. And I said, y'all got to be kidding me. Y'all ain't even coming on Wednesday. Sunday evening.
They had a prayer meeting. They had that.
It was just Sister Sarah. Trouble Mom. Sister Faith, who Lord then took home. Sister Betty, and Sister Lule the Turner. And we would come pray every Sundays and Wednesdays. But the rest of them what? And they wanted this preacher.
Amen. So you guys who are here, and that's just their story. That's some other stories here. Folks have been betrayed.
Wow.
And a lot of times when we come to the house of the Lord, we think it's going to be all perfect and everybody's going to live right, be right, love right. But many times, hello somebody, you better be wise. We ain't talk about how some preachers have betrayed young ladies, sleeping with them. Hello somebody. Using their influence, their power. Hello somebody. So in ministry you can, and if you've been around long enough, you're not wise, you will be betrayed. So what do you do after you've been betrayed?
Yeah.
Do you say, I'm just going to give up on the church. I'm going home and I ain't coming back.
Oh,
hello, somebody. People do that, but that's not the right thing, because the disciples, they could have said, man, I'm giving up on ministry. I'm giving up on my apostleship. I'm throwing in a towel. I ain't got time for all this drama. Hello, somebody. But no, they had to stand on the word. Yeah. And if you're in the word, you'll see that book is full of imperfect people.
Yes, sir. Reverend. This didn't go over one Sunday. This is like a couple of years, and it was hard. Yeah. It was hard deal.
Yeah.
It was hard deal.
But don't give up on God, because God's program will continue.
Yes, sir.
And let's see how it continued in the text. How did it continue? They were betrayed. They didn't give up on ministry.
They got together.
Hello, somebody. They had a work to do. The work continues. When people cut the fool in the church, walk out on you, betray you, from the pulpit to the back door, the work continues.
Yes, well, can I say something like you said that?
Go ahead.
And my last Sunday there, I never stopped preaching. It was my first Sunday in my time.
Well,
I never stopped preaching.
The work continues.
No, the work continues.
Amen. Now we see Judas as a bad transition, but they're a good transition as well. Jesus represented the good transition where Jesus was called away. Okay? So that's a good transition, and Judas was a bad transition. Okay? But what did they do before they started the work? Can anybody tell me? Somebody said it louder. Hello, they prayed. They prayed. In times of uncertainty, in times of transition, you have to pray even before you start the work.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. And I hear it all the time where churches be trying to call a pastor and they don't know how to call a prayer meeting.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hello, somebody. How you going to call somebody and you ain't had a prayer meeting?
Yeah,
right.
Hello, somebody. And in the business meeting that you call, you didn't pray.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Don't you know that God is the business of the business meeting?
Yeah.
Don't you know God said, my house shall be called a house of prayer?
Right.
So if you're going to be doing anything in the household of the Lord before the work begins, you had to pray.
And if I was preaching, I'd say to your neighbor, neighbor, you have to pray before you start the work.
Before you start the work.
And they pray, and then we see start the work. For said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, what it say, may his place be what? Deserted. Let there be no what?
No one.
Dwell in it, and may what? May another take his place of leadership. That's what we want to focus on. May another take his place of leadership. Don't give up on the ministry. Don't stop going to church. Don't get mad and say all this church is full of hypocrites. When a person cuts the Judas. Hello, somebody. When they cut the Judas, you let them go where they should be, because that's what the Bible said. He went where he should be. Hello, somebody. And then you continue on in and with the work. Hello, somebody. The Bible didn't say give up on the ministry, give up on the apostleship. It didn't even say leave his, don't move on with somebody else. It says may another take his place of leadership. And that's how you handle transitions.
Yes.
Hello, somebody. And most godly people are concerned that if they're being transitioned out, like Jesus, he was concerned for the church. He got transitioned out. He had somebody to take his place.
Right.
Who took Jesus' place?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Hello. The Holy Spirit took Jesus' place. Hello, somebody. Kept doing what Jesus wanted done. Hello, somebody. So who took Judas's place?
Matthew.
Yes. So they found someone else to take his place. Hello, somebody. The work continued. It didn't miss a beat. Hello, somebody. It continued. And a lot of churches, when they get some folk, whether it's the preacher or somebody cut the Judas, you know, folk get mad and want to lead a church. No, don't lead a church. God has his mantle upon the church. The church is the bride of Christ.
Amen.
How are you going to leave God's program because somebody cut a Judas?
Right.
It wasn't even everybody. It was just one person cut the Judas. If he was in the pulpit, they leave. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He wasn't Jesus.
Amen.
You may have treated him like he was Jesus. Maybe that's why. Because you lost your little God.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
Whatever.
He ain't nobody. Let somebody take his position.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Hello, and God has some. He always has somebody. God is the one who created this.
Yeah, right.
One thing about, and this will help especially young preachers, because a lot of times we get on the scene and think that nothing happened before we came. But one thing that I see with Bethlehem, how old is Bethlehem? Oh, wait a minute. We so old, we don't know how old we are. How many what? 112 years.
We'll be.
Okay. 112 years. How many preachers did we have then? He said, "Man." In other words, when one left, guess what?
Another
took his place. Hello, somebody. The mantle of Bethlehem kept on because it's God's program.
Yes.
Hello, somebody. It's God's program. It's not man's program.
Right.
And in this text, this was a God thing that God was doing. It wasn't nothing that man could do to stop it.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Oh, man, I feel like preaching. That's some. So, he said, may another take his place. And like I said, most godly leaders want to have somebody take their place anyway.
Right, yeah, that's going to be godly.
That's godly. Just like the sister Thee said Sunday. She's looking for somebody to take her place.
All right.
Ain't that God?
That's God.
Amen. Most people are seven. They don't care. They leave. I ain't care. I'm getting them out of here. Yeah. I'm done with it. But people who are godly and who are called away, like Jesus was called away, he sent his Holy Spirit. Concern, godly people want somebody to step in
right.
and take their place. Because they realize they can't be there forever.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So let another, and this is the challenge some of us who are here, Sister Thee may be talking to. Hello, somebody.
Right.
It's time for you to step up.
All right.
Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Time for you to step up.
Time for you to step up.
Step up and do. They said, don't stop the work. May another take his place of leadership.
Right.
Hello, somebody. This is what Psalms 109:8 says. May his days be fruit. May another what? Take his place of leadership. We always gotta. We can't stop. Like you said, one monkey don't stop no show. It's God's program,
right?
And it must go forward,
right?
And some of us gotta mature, and we gotta grow up. But some of us are just sitting the same.
Right.
Ooh, we were born to serve. Hello, sir.
Right. Not to sit.
Not to sit. Go ahead, reps.
That's how when I left my sign, my biggest concern was that they would have a pastor. They just got in, but with somebody that's gonna come in there and preach the word.
Yeah.
And that was my greatest concern.
Mm-hmm.
To have so many young people coming and other folks just joining.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's time for me to go, but still, my concern was they get somebody.
Yep.
Who would preach God's word.
Amen. So let me say this. Now, if you get somebody that cut the Judas, who you want to take his place? We pose this question. Have you ever had to replace someone in ministry? Any stories? You ever had to replace someone in ministry? Now?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah. You know, the previous pastor, it was time for him to go.
Okay. Yeah. What happened? How did y'all replace him?
How did we replace him? Well, we prayerfully.
I know you were going to say it. You have to pray in times of transition.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. We can beg people to help take these plates of me.
All right.
But we need to pray about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Hello, somebody.
Got you.
Hello, somebody. Anybody else? We got to pray about this thing. This is a spiritual work. Hello, somebody. So that's what you do. This is a spiritual institution.
Pastor, let me say, you know, when Pastor Ford had left, they came to us, me and Reverend Ford, and asked that we want to, you know, preach to the young pastor. And, you know, we had, at least I had a prayer over that, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a decision, but, you know, it's sometimes not an easy thing to do when you had, you know, great godly men before you. Mm-hmm. But you know, again, it's not nothing about you, it's about the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
It is about the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, but if you ever had to replace someone in ministry, you have to do it through prayer.
Amen.
Because you can do it. You've seen so many churches, they make church like it's corporate.
Yeah,
we don't take their resumes and we're going to look at their education. And, you know, we don't. And then they get that preacher. Because don't you know, the devil knows how to lie. And he can put it together. he knows how to put together a good resume. And the brother come in here, he'd probably be a great preacher too. Come over here and preach. And hoop, you happy? You all happy? Glory!
That's
The preacher that could preach, the young men could preach.
Uh-huh.
And then play the piano and sing.
Can too. He was a shyster. Hello, somebody. He was undercover. He was using
his friends to take that church's money.
Yeah. You know, the devil comes as an angel of what?
Light.
He's a light. Most people think the devil has horns. The devil ain't got no horns.
He's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, he's gonna be beautiful. He's gonna be handsome. That's why you have to pray. You can't go by appearances. Ask what happened with David.
All right. Whoa.
Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
He wasn't a bad-looking brother, but
right.
Hello, somebody. Yes. He's a bit ruddy. Yeah. And most of us don't want no preacher that look ruddy.
Right.
Hello, somebody. We want our preacher to come in and have all these nice $100,000 suit on, driving up in a nice $100,000 car. Hello, somebody. Got his briefcase in his hands. Hello, somebody. Can lay the briefcase down, can preach, can hoop, can sing, can... Hello, somebody. You can't go by appearance. You got to pray. Hello, somebody. You have to pray. And that's what they did. They didn't go and have a corporate meeting. Hello, somebody. Oh, we're going to take resumes for this apostleship. Hello, somebody. So again, we're talking about how to transition. And really, you can say ministry or transitions in life. Because some of us have been hurt in this area of love. And some will say, I've been hurt so much, I'll never love again. Is that godly? That ain't godly. You chose a Judas all by yourself.
Yeah.
And Judas did what Judas do.
Yeah.
Betrays you. Hello, somebody. So the key to it is you need to pray for a good man. Hello, a godly man. Hello, somebody. You need to pray. Hello, somebody. Don't never love again. Don't you know you were meant to love?
That's right.
Hello, somebody. God put that in you.
That's right.
And you just got to do it God's way. Amen?
Amen.
Lastly, before I really preach up in here. show the worker. They did have some qualifications in the text after they prayed. And I heard the Sunday school teacher. And let me go ahead and ask this question. That's some folks are running around calling themselves apostles. I'm Apostle Eton.
No.
I decided to become apostle last night. Now call me Apostle Eton. Now why can't I be apostle? Everybody else apostle.
Right.
Well, why can't I be apostle?
Well, actually, they ain't really apostle because I believe the word apostle means one who was with him, right?
You have to have been with Jesus during the time of his resurrection and ministry. And
right.
Nobody here on this earth was there.
Okay. Amen. So unless I'm almost 2,000 years old.
Yes.
What if I tell you I'm over 2,000 years old? You don't believe me? He said, a liar, a liar, the truth not in you. Well, the answer was right here. If y'all would have looked up here, this is the answer. This is what needed to happen to replace Judas. He had to be the beginning from what? John the baptism.
To the time
of Jesus was taken up from us.
Right.
What? For the one must have what?
Become a witness with us of his resurrection.
Okay, so unless you were there when you saw that dove descend on Jesus when he was baptized.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Unless you were there when you were standing in this text a little earlier, we learned Sunday, that Jesus was taken, literally taken up right before their eyes. They were witnesses. So unless you saw all of that, hello somebody, that was the only way they were going to, that was the qualification of becoming an apostle. Hello somebody. So if you are alive today, you cannot be an apostle. All right. Hello somebody. True. Read the book.
True.
So I know we have them around. I don't bust their little bubble. I treat them kindly and but I know what the word says. and you will note, I don't think I've ever invited someone with apostle in front of their name to preach at Bethlehem.
Right.
I don't think I have. They might have became one when they left. But Acts 2:32 says what? Jesus has what?
Raised Jesus to life. We are all witnesses of him.
So they have to be a witness to for that resurrection. To take Judas's place. And y'all already told me who took his place. So that's how they handle transition. Hello, somebody. They were dealing with a good transition.
Right.
Jesus had left off the scene. But Jesus didn't leave us by ourselves.
Right.
Hello, somebody. He left with the Holy Spirit. Hello, somebody. That's what you always got to remember. You are not alone.
Right.
Even when if you're saved, you are not alone.
Right.
Hello, even when you feel your most lonely, you're not alone. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is God himself on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
You can't be alone. That's why you can't be forsaken. How are you going to be forsaken with somebody right there with you?
All right.
Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. So that was a good transition. Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit, but Judas cut the Judas. and the church had to meet and make decisions to move on. So here's a good question. Should there be any qualifications for those in ministry? And if so, what should they be?
Strong faith and a willingness to pray.
A strong faith and willingness to pray. Okay.
The book of Timothy.
That's what I was just going to say.
Okay. Now y'all are talking about Timothy. Y'all are talking about the qualifications of a pastor.
Oh, okay. You say those in
pastor.
And deacon.
Now, we're trying to get some folk to step up. I'm talking about just regular ministry. Should there be qualifications?
Well, yeah. They should be. They should believe.
Look out amongst you and find you those who are full of the Spirit.
Right.
Okay, that's a deacon.
Right.
That's a deacon. So there's a qualification for a preacher and there's a qualification for a deacon. Already written in the book. I'm talking about regular ministry.
I think I heard somebody say that.
Should there be qualification for somebody standing at this door right here? Should there be qualifications to be a superintendent of Sunday school? Should there be a qualification to teach Sunday school? Should there?
Yes. That'd be a believer, right?
That question is yes.
Okay, yes, but tell me what it is.
Have to be a believer.
Of course, number one, they have to be a believer. Hello.
Have to be a word.
Right.
They have to be a believer.
Yes.
Okay, and what else? I think this has been very, very important because sometimes we get desperate and we want to just put people
in place.
Like to teach
the word of God.
To teach the children. Should there be a qualification?
Yes, it should.
What should the qualification be?
You have a desire to do it.
You're born again, right?
I'm talking about a qualification, not just a desire.
You're be born again.
Are they faithful?
They should be following the word. Now, I have one of some of my biggest troubles.
In the word.
I have never seen this before. Have been come from the youth department and folk teaching down there.
Yeah.
No. Make me want to pull out my hair. For somebody
teaching kids.
Correct.
Okay. So is that biblical? Is that God? Shouldn't that be a qualification for somebody teaching kids?
Yes.
Yes.
So that means we just can't get anybody.
That's right. That's right.
We have to look at the life that they're living.
That's right.
Do you think that our times also play a big role in qualification?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do our times play a big role in qualification?
I mean, we got social media.
Trust and believe.
Okay, trust and believe. But I was kind of hitting on social media.
Social media.
We know stuff about people that we would never know
because
now.
Because of social media. Right.
So as we're trying to make a transition, we got to know that we just can't just stick anybody up there.
I know words.
We can't escalate on the heart.
We just can't. Even to drive the van.
That's right. Because why, they're influencing.
Why do they have to have a qualification to drive the van?
They should have a qualification
to uniform. Do you think so? Or am I just taking it too far?
No.
Because every aspect of ministry touches the lives of other people.
Let me get a good example. I don't get the vent. That much.
No one can know.
Man, this just blew me away. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna tell you where I was. God was very hospitable. Yeah. Hey, Reverend, let me take you. He drove the van. Reverend, let me take you out to over here. Take you out. Let me take you. Part of a nationally known church. Took me out there. He paid for my lunch. As we were sitting there, that knucklehead began to cuss like I had never heard before. And I was offended. I was like, wait a minute. This is national conference. Your preacher's nationally known. All over the country.
Yeah.
You showed the gift of hospitality. Started talking about sports. And he said, no, blank, don't know what they doing. I was like, oh, Lord. If I wasn't trapped, I wouldn't even got back on the van with It just tore me apart. And I should know better, though. You know, I've been around the church. I know how folk can be. I should know better. It shouldn't have hit me like it hit me. You know?
Yeah, but at least, I was up on the roof with a preacher that we had in the church.
Okay.
And he shamed me.
Shamed? How did he shame?
Flat shamed the way he was talking.
All right.
Shamed me. I couldn't say a word. I know we all human, but
yeah.
And he was talking about the church people. He said he ain't gonna kiss they ASSs and
all. Oh, okay, we ain't gotta get that. Hey, we believe in keeping it real, but not that real. It can mess you up. You have people driving. And let me do a pet peeve while this. Y'all done got me open now. I'm gonna get a pet peeve. When I get on the church, man, I just assume that the radio will be set to Zion song.
Right, instead of the beatbox.
I just assume. Am I assuming wrong? Is that me? Is that me?
Maybe a child. Maybe a kid.
But if it's always there, I'd be.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
Well, I never turn it on. So I don't turn it on.
Can we? Hello. I need to just walk away. Leave that alone. But I think even in our transition, we got to remember, we just can't get just anybody.
Amen.
Just to fill a spot. That's right.
We got to get folk that really love the Lord.
That's it.
Right? And have a lifestyle of love for the Lord. Am I right about it?
That's right, man.
So, if I just get too strict,
we're
supposed to represent Jesus in all that we say. And if you get people, even and out there, time we sing people sing the whole just regular people to the same standard of a pastor. I get complaints about folk that probably ain't going to be nowhere near I am. Meaning, you know, I've been living for the Lord since I was little. And we got some new folk that are saved and they're trying to do stuff. We can't hold them to that same kind of standard. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, there must be qualifications, but also we have to leave folk room to grow.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because ain't none of us perfect.
That's right.
But then, let me just take a poll. I've probably been living for the Lord maybe about 20 years altogether. Anybody been living for the Lord maybe 25 years? Hold your hands up. Okay, in that 25 years of living, have you guys been perfect?
Still striving.
You say maybe at 25 and a half you'll get perfect. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we have to be perfect to serve. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that we just can't get just anybody to serve.
Right. Got to have a Christ-like lifestyle.
And we have to, when we're looking to make transitions, we just can't just accept anybody who volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to make sure they have the right kind of lifestyle.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
Amen. Any questions, comments, or concerns about tonight's lesson? Again, how to handle transition in ministry. You can say how to handle transition in life. Number one thing we have to do is we have to pray. Pray.
Nothing else.
And that's what this part of Wednesday night is about. It's about prayer. And I've gotten some names that I've written down that I'm going to pray about that some of you have mentioned before. Pray for our 10 most wanted. This is real life church business. And have you noticed when we started going back to this, the church life seems to have changed just a bit. We keep the main thing, when we pray, God listens. And even though some of the people that we hear are not here in our sanctuary, but I've been hearing about folk been going to other churches.
Right.
And lives have been changed.
Right. Amen.
And people have been saying it's because we've been praying.
All right.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So remember to pray for your 10 most wanted because you're praying for the life of this church. We are in a transitional time. You know? And we need some folk to be blessed as they leave, like Sister Thee. And we need some godly folk to step up behind that ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, I know we got to get by three or four people to take our place. But anyway, we pray. Amen?
Amen?
Let's get on our knees. all who are able, I'm going to start us in prayer, and I'm going to pause to give us an opportunity to pray, and then we'll close together. Shall we pray? Father God, we come tonight, Lord, just want to thank you and praise your holy name, Father, for your word, Father, as we look to your word tonight and see and seeing how to handle transitions in ministry, Father. And we just want to thank you, Lord, that during that transition when Jesus was taken away, Father, that you didn't leave us as orphans, Father. For your word says, Lord, that you are going to take the Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And he was going to come down and take Jesus' place. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad, Lord, for everyone at the sound of my voice that accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I'm so glad, Lord, that we are not alone, Father. I'm so glad, Lord, that the Holy Spirit can help us, Lord, in this life and then in this time of transition, Father. We come, Father, wanting to pray, Lord, about this time of transition, Father, and we continue to pray, Lord, for Sister Jackson and her whole family in their time of transition, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you go before them and you make the rough places smooth, shatter the doors of bronze, cut through the iron bars, and give them the treasures hidden in secret places. Oh, Lord, that she may know and they may know that it was you who called them by name, Father. And continue to go before them. Continue to make a way out of no way, Father. And we pray, Lord, that we as a church will be able to bless them away, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. Even as we pray, Lord, for their transition, we pray, Lord, Lord, that you rise up some folk in the service, Lord. Rise up some sincere people who call by your name, Father. They may not be perfect, Father, but, oh, Lord, that they may be striving, Lord, to fill in, at the door, to fill in Sunday school, yes, Father. Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will rise up, a holy nation to send up, Lord, and take their place in your work, in your move right here at Bethlehem, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, you continue to do it over 111 and going on 12 years. You continue to send folk and raise them up to carry on the mantle of this church. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to send in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for that dear family, Swindoll, Lord, that had lost that dear loved one, Father. We pray, Father, for your comfort and your care, at this time, Lord. We pray that you touch and move, Father, at this time. That, Lord, that somehow, as a result of this loss, that Christ may be raised and he may be glorified. And as a result, that somebody may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father. And even as we pray, Lord, for that family, we pray for the Gray family, Father, Sister Denise, Lord, and the loss of her dear friend, Father. We pray, Father, that you comfort her heart. We pray, Father, you comfort her mind. We pray, Father, you comfort her soul for such a time as this, that she might be a light, to the Gray family, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. We continue to pray, Lord, for Sister Rushing and her traveling and the training, Father, that she's going through, Father. We just pray, Father, that you continue to sustain her, Father, that you continue to give her wisdom, Father, that you continue to give her faith, continue to give her hope, continue to give her love, Father, for such a time as this, in Jesus' name. We continue to pray for Sister Susan, Lord, and her job, Father, and we pray, Father, for your healing power to flow, Father, and touch her, Father, that healing power, Lord, either right now, Father, Lord, through the doctors, we pray for complete healing, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for her transition, Father, in regards to a job and work, Father, in Jesus' name. Continue to go before her, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Pray, Lord, for the Daughtry family, Father. You know what they need, Father.
Yes.
Pray for Cece, Lord, as she's lost a dear one to her, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, that you will hold her up and that you will sustain her, Father. In Jesus' name, as only you can, Father. It's in moments and times like these, Father, that we have to depend upon you, Father. Oh, Lord, for your word says that your strength is made perfect in weakness, Father. Oh, Lord, and we got some folk who are here tonight and they're meet a week with mourning, Father, and people we're interceding for, oh, who are weak in mourning, Father. We pray, Father, that you will stand them up, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will glorify thyself, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Father. We pray, Father, for this spoken, unspoken prayer request of somebody that's kneeling here tonight, Father. And they may have come here burdened and heavy laden, Father, and needing, Father, a word or a touch from you, Father. And we pray, Father, that you touch him right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that you enable them to lay down their burdens right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, that they may leave this place lighter, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm going to pause right now and give you an opportunity to intercede on behalf of yourself, and then we'll close together. In Jesus' name.
I want to thank you for listening today, and we want to take this opportunity to describe the ABCs of salvation. The A of salvation is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The B of salvation is believe in your heart, and the C of salvation is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can do those three things today, then you can be saved. If you can believe that Jesus Christ is God's only Son, that he died for your sins and was buried and raised again on the third day, then today you can be saved. And you can pray a simple prayer of salvation and just ask God into your heart to accept, believe, and confess today, and you will be saved. If you pray a prayer of salvation, we want you to become a part of a church home. If you're anywhere near Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, we want to see you at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. I want to thank you for listening. God bless you. Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. And if you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. And you can pick it up at Amazon.com, or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.